Good evening, everyone. I'm Belinda Simpson, and today is March 5th. This meditation comes from Chapter 26, Volume 2, Teachings from the Sacred Triangle. Tonight we will call on all of our auric shells that are in this galaxy and the Andromeda Galaxy to unite. Thank you for being here. We are working with Helio-R, the Star Master, and Ptah. Energy fields are complex. You have multiple layers of subtle bodies in your aura. These bodies are shaped like multi-eggs. These are auric eggs that are in existence on different levels. We have an earth-shaped egg, and this is our earth aura. We have an aura in another realm that is in the fifth dimension. We have remnants of other auric eggs in other planetary systems. When you go on your galactic journey, you gather. When you leave a planet, or that auric egg. Connections with the Sirians, Andromedans, Palladians, and
okay, we seem to be losing you, love. Should I take over? What's happening?
I don't know.
You're only getting an occasional word. Try again. You have connections with... hello?
Can you hear me? It's coming in and out. Yeah.
Try again.
Yeah. When you go on your galactic journey through incarnations, you gather an auric egg. When you leave the planet, there is a shell of that auric egg. You have connections with Sirians, Andromedans, Palladians, and with different extraplanetary systems on extra solar systems. The different auric eggs are part of the holographic of being. It is our intention with the and call on all of your auric shells in this galaxy and the end to unite.
Darling, we're only getting... the odd word. I can't do anything about it.
I thought the connection was different.
Yeah, no, that's okay. How about I do the rest for you? Is that okay?
You?
Yeah, well, we're only hearing the odd word from you. So keep going then. Okay, so Helio-R will bring forth a special energy that will bring you into an alignment with all of the selves from these shells. You will experience a newness in your earth energy field, and this will make you aware of approximately 20 layers of egg aura shells. Now just visualize and conceive of this for a moment. You have in the earth a basic aura that is egg-shaped. There is a complete energy field built up in this shell, and it's composed of your experiences, ideas, emotions, and your mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical bodies from this lifetime. Visualize that you also have another multidimensional aura shell, just as complicated and as rich in another realm. And we're going to bring that into alignment with the other one. New transmissions of energy, new communications, and new avenues will now open to you from other realms. So let us begin. Helio-R, sends down the violent Arcturian light and distributes it to each of you. This light will enable you to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This light will enable all of us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. Let us now give permission to Helioar to bring these shells in. Helioar will bring them in threes. Please open your crown chakra and call out to the other auric shells, auric eggs of self that are in the galaxy to come into your arena so you have access to them in this dimension. In Australia, we'd go Kui. Helioar calls on three of everyone's egg-shaped aura shells to come into awareness. Some of you are going to become aware that you are commanders of vessels in interdimensional space and time. Some of you are doctors in other realms. Some of you will become great spiritual teachers and masters. Allow those other selves entry into the etheric realm of the earth. The sound that you will hear is opening the corridors around each of you so that these other selves are going to come into your etheric consciousness. Enter three etheric shells of self that are multi-layers in the etheric body now. Please allow this, but remain focused on your primary earth energy. Feel a tremendous column that is going up, and it consists of three other auric shells that are comparable to the primary one that you are now manifested in on Earth. Now, as you go into each shell, become aware of what the primary mission of each one is. You may be that high-level communicator in a special vessel. You may be a great healer or an explorer. Send your intention through your crown chakra, straight up through the other three auric eggshells and through their crown chakras, and call on all four to be in alignment now. You may become aware of your multi-Arcturian self that is simultaneously in existence. Intellectually, this may be somewhat challenging to understand how the self can have multi-existences, how the self can be in different places at the same time, and challenge to understand why you would even want to do this. In holographic time, all is simultaneous. Therefore, your reincarnation experiences are happening simultaneously. The illusion is that there's a past, a present, and a future self. Merge these selves now, so there's only one experience. Remember, in the nature of eternity, there's no separation between past and future. So who you were in other incarnations and who you are now are unified into one experience. This is the meaning of the code words, I am that I am. The different levels of self that are occurring throughout the galaxy are simultaneously united. To bring an awareness of different levels of self into one manifestation is an enormous step in acquiring personal power, which is related to your mission on this planet. For the future, you are going to be required to exhibit high-level spiritual technology, high-level healing experience, and high levels of corridor and energy work. This will bring about what may look like a miracle, but from another standpoint, is based on sound interplanetary consciousness. It is based on solid spiritual experiences that you can access through this multi-consciousness. Helioar assures you that in truth you are simultaneously in other existences, and this is not to be considered as a split personality in your psychological terms. It must be understood as a way of total galactic consciousness. Again, seek this alignment with the other three shells now. Now I want you to choose one of the three. The one that excites you the most. I want you to move your primary consciousness into that shell. The energies are in alignment, so you can transfer your consciousness now to rest primarily in one of the three that you have chosen. And Helioar will give you a boost in energy for you to do this exercise. Here. You are now in your galactic self. You're in a galactic consciousness life. You are a starseed. Begin in the auric self of that star consciousness and spin the whole auric self. And as it's spinning at a high rate, you are suddenly totally in that self. And now the Star Master from the Blue People in the Andromedan system will work with you. The Star Master is a doctor of great healing awareness. The Star Master says, we are total spirit. Some of you are able to align with this existence of total spiritual blueness. This blue light is an awareness of completion, of manifested form on the third dimension, and even manifested on the fifth. Andromedans exist in a created thought form on the seventh dimension. And the thought energy is based on blue. Using this blue light, you can interact with the other selves that are manifested in the galaxy. You can have your other selves visit, interact, and meet your primary self. The Star Master sends this blue energy into the Iskalia mirror. It is allowing blue light from the blue energy people to be directed into the Iskalia mirror through the Ring of Ascension and into your Earth self now. This enables you to heal your earth shell, so the earth shell will be more aware and receptive to the star energy and the star people. Your thought forms on earth and in the earth body will have a fantastic clarity when you return to your earth self. You are free now to explore all your three selves and gather information and knowledge for specialized planetary work, self-healing and interventions. Gather. Unite all three of the selves with your primary earth self. Become one with this energy. Fill yourself with Christ light. You are truly in that light. Ptah, the Pleiadian, would now like to work with you. Ptah says there are many Pleiadian souls who are multi-selved on Earth, and many communicate with him continually. You are now receiving information from your multi-self on the Pleiades. And the information will be powerful and directive. You can now direct your thoughts to other people on the planet, such as presidents and prime ministers and other world leaders or friends in need. Do that now. It is possible to send healing energy to others when you're working for higher good and higher purpose. All beings on earth are open to higher thought forms when they are sent with love, understanding, and blue light. Just request permission from them to open to their multi-selves. You are very powerful on earth. Accept your star mission. Integrate the dolphin energy and the sacred triangle energy into the thought form energy and acknowledge your power to receive higher thought forms from other beings. They are sending them to you now, and you can send them to others. Receive now. Now it is time for the three selves that you've worked with to return to their proper places throughout the galaxy. But you have opened up a powerful corridor to these selves. At the count of three, you will separate, and the three selves will go upward, and you will remain in the primary self. One, two, three. Allow the selves to separate like balloons from your primary earth self and let all proceed to their proper activities, but you know that you can call on them at any time. You have been filled with their knowledge, light, and understanding. You are filled with their thought forms. You are in alignment with this energy. Re-establish your earth self. Your earth body, auric energy egg, and self are completely reintegrated now and vibrating at a very different and higher frequency. All your thoughts, especially during the next few hours, will be extremely effective and powerful. You will have enhanced telepathic abilities because you related positively to Ptah's work. Be present, be aware, and thank you for participating in this meditation.